What if we covered some good news? I was having a conversation the other day with Ben from PV, you know, because we're our own little wannabe deep state. You know, we keep in contact. He sends me millions. I rep his points. You get me. I didn't realize, because I'm stupid and I don't do my job well, Discord has actually backed off of a number of things facing backlash from their, you know, numerous boneheaded proposals. The two big ones, right? One of them was the age verification, where Discord said, like, listen, okay, in order to use Discord, you will need to upload a 3D scan of your asshole. We need your sphincter. We need everything going up 6 inch. Okay, we need basically your entire large intestine, right? All of that. We need a 3D model, high fidelity. The Blender model should just look, you know, orange for all the lines running across it, all right? Lots of polygons. Now they only want the small? No. Well, the small intestine is bigger than the big intestine, you know? It's very confusing. Did you know that the large intestine is just the same as the colon? Longer? Yeah, but much longer. Much longer. Longer, not bigger. Longer is bigger is a 3D is a 3D measurement. The total volume, you know what? Never mind. I'm not getting into this. That's fine. It's okay. We don't need to do asshole math right now. It's okay. Where we missed the mark. Let me be upfront. We knew this rollout was going to be controversial. Really. Anytime you introduce something that touches identity and verification, people are going to have strong feelings. Rightfully so. In hindsight, we should have provided more detail about our intentions and how the process works. This is from Discord itself, so this is a bunch of corpo babble. We don't respect it, you know? We don't respect it. Is this LLM written? Yeah, possibly. The real drama is as follows, right? Discord said, we need everyone's asshole, okay? But the information will not stay anywhere. But on our servers. Like, this is just, we're just going to use it for verification. You don't need to worry, buddy. Okay? It's not going anywhere. Literal days after that announcement, Discord's secret relationship with the top secret AI surveillance platform Persona was leaked. And it turns out that Discord, in addition to a bunch of other companies, I mean a lot of them, like Roblox, a ton of them, right? A bunch of them. No, not like the game. Not like the game. That's what I thought too. This is not like Persona. The game, which I've never played. All right? It's not like ReFantazio either, or Metaphor. All right? It's not like any of those things. Shin Megami Tensei Discord. It's not like that either. Can we stay focused? All right. Right after Discord's relationship to Persona was leaked, and it turns out, oh, wow, you know, they're just pitching all this data straight to the government. The ICE, everyone gets to see your asshole, you know? On February 16th, researchers on Twitter reported in a blog post that nearly 2,500 files were exposed on a government-authorized endpoint. The files revealed that Persona, an AI-driven verification platform partially funded by Palantir co-founder Peter Thiel's venture firm Founders Fund, conducted facial recognition checks and screened users against politically sensitive watch lists. You know, check your asshole against an FBI database of terroristic assholes. No, it's deeply evil shit. Again, deliberate. You know, I'm riffing. Let me get to the point. We didn't even have to write or perform a single exploit. The entire architecture was just on the doorstep. It was vibe coded. What do you want? Persona CEO responds. Rick Song told Fortune the exposed files were not a security vulnerability, but publicly accessible front-end information. Or in other words, we didn't have a leak. That wasn't secret data that was leaked. That was just publicly available. Everyone's facial recognition ID. It wasn't a top secret breach or anything. It's just we just had that info laying around. Come on, we had it open in like the garden. No one broke in. You know? We let them have it for fun. Phenomenal. Yeah, no one broke into the bank. We just left all the money right there on the counter. Discord supports over 200 million monthly users. The timing of this data breach comes as the communication platform faces renewed scrutiny over user privacy. Discord has since cut ties with Persona following this leak, and they've walked back some elements of their age-based verification. Now, we've talked about this before, right? A couple of pointers, but I'll remind everyone of them, okay? This current obsession with age-gating every element of the internet has absolutely nothing to do with user safety and everything to do with providing a legal and moral justification for providing across-the-board indiscriminate surveillance technology so that information can be cached and sold. The reason they want to do that is because right now that's the big investment scheme, all right? Discord is not making money off of giving data to Persona. What they are getting is connections. Connections to Peter Thiel, connections to the government. The goal here is there are two basic ones. For one, by getting in on the big surveillance game, you get data that the government wants. And if the government wants your data, they're willing to work with you. And working with the government provides security, far more so than just interpersonal or private contracts, right? If your corporation is providing something that is considered vital to national security, to the state, you basically guarantee that the government is going to provide you some kind of cover. And this has happened many times before. Basically, the entire continued existence and power of the AI bubble is in large part sustained by the fact that it's considered to be a national security asset, right? So there you go. It's not really about like making money off selling the data, you know? In addition, right now, everyone knows surveillance is the big game when it comes to social control. Everyone knows that it's very hot. It drives up investor value. So, in my opinion, I think that association with the Persona Corporation is meant to be, think of it like a corporate vice signal. You know what I mean? It's the way the big cheeses, they get together and they're like, oh, no. Discord isn't just a sweaty gaming social media platform. No. It's also the cutting edge of surveillance technology. Does it make us money? No. Are our government contracts making us money? No. But isn't there potential? And that potential is what drives speculation. It's what drives investment. I think that a lot of the, you know, the big cheeses right now, they consider this to be like the desirable element of modern tech when it comes to driving investment. Who gives a fuck if you can provide, I don't know, 200 million people a space to play their video games or whatever? That's dog shit, man. Can you sell asshole 3D scans to the government? That is the question. I don't know. It's pretty grim, right? But I do think there's a positive here. And that the positive is that this shit is so fucking unpopular that Discord had to walk it back. Now, does that mean the fight is over? Does it mean it's all done? It's all gone, you know? No, of course not. We are living in an age of surveillance. And I've argued before that there's a bit of a double-edged sword to this, right? Because on one hand, it's bad. But on the other hand, I don't think that you can really do a surveillance state without the social will that it requires, you know? You can't do it autonomously. You can't do it just through programming and software and AI. You need people to get involved. If there's no social infrastructure to the surveillance state, then all you really have is a government with petabytes of data on everyone's buttholes. And I don't think that that on its own is very useful. You need the secret police. You need the kangaroo courts. You need informants. You need children ratting on their parents and parents ratting on their children and so on and so on and so on. You get me, right? So I wouldn't say be too negative. Anyway, the reason I'm segueing into all this, because for one, I think that this push for like mass surveillance everywhere is deeply inhuman and should be met with very harsh criticism. A lot of Democrats have been getting on board with this, right? You know, you've got Klobuchar. Klobuchar's pushing for the revocation of Section 230. Gavin Newsom, the cynical wretch that he is, has been hopping on this trend, advocating for a social media ban for under 16s, which, again, I think there are good arguments for restricting internet access to kids. I do agree with that. But that is not what this is about. It's about having the pretense to install surveillance tech. You get me? Anyway, I wanted to mention this because I was talking with PV, and a lot of people are spooked right now when it comes to doing the PV biz because they're concerned about the viability of Discord as a platform. I don't necessarily know if I agree with that because, for one, like, if you're doing any kind of political organizing, canvassing, phone banking, or whatever, the government already has your data. Let's not, like, we don't need to sugarcoat it. We are so far past the era of, like, you can stay off the grid by living in a cabin in the woods. I promise you, there is nothing you could do. Yeah, I guarantee the NSA has been recording your phone calls this entire time. That element of privacy you were concerned about, it's not real, it's not there, it doesn't exist. And I want to point this out because, like, the whole goal of this surveillance is to provide a chilling effect on free speech, you know? That's why a lot of people don't show up to protests. Oh, if I show up, you know, they'll get a video of me. They'll get a pic of me. I might be arrested. I've had people in chat say that. And listen, I don't want to say that their concern isn't like completely, you know, schizophrenic or whatever. But there are people who are like, you know, I don't want to go to the No Kings protest because if a picture there is taken of the crowd and I'm found to be in the crowd, what if I lose my job? And I'm like, do you really think that's going to happen? Like, realistically, do you think that's going to happen? Your fear of that happening is a more effective tactic against us than the possibility of that happening in the first place. Like, the chilling effect this has on discourse or on free speech or on organizing, that's the whole point. In reality, the Trump administration has had essentially no luck crimping on the First Amendment rights of people protesting against them. They just haven't, you know? Don't get me wrong, we're losing our rights, but, like, they just haven't been that effective in that. In that respect, you know? I don't know, they've been more petty before. I would be very cautious about comedically overstating the risk factor here, you know? You really don't want to scare people out of participation. Anyway, PV's pushing for it. They got a cute little graphic, see? Not supporting any anti-Section 230 candidates, which is good, you know? You're never going to be able to revoke Section 230 in its entirety, of course, because that would basically break the internet, but the push against Section 230 is definitely 100% super-duper-duper not good. And also, it's kind of like laying the groundwork for other surveillance business. You know, I don't like it very much. It's not very good. There's also the people going out and destroying those flock surveillance cameras being put up in small towns. Yes, and I think that's great. But I also want to say, listen, there's a two-layered element to this. For one, nobody likes those flock cameras. And for two, even if everyone's being surveilled by the flock cameras, so what? At the end of the day, getting in trouble, getting arrested, whatever else, that still means human police officers, human courts, human judges, human lawyers, human jury, you know, human prosecutor. And once you get all those people involved, all of a sudden it's like, okay, so what was the point of the surveillance in the first place? The gate here, like the bottleneck, was not the availability of archived digital information on everyone's behavior. If the government wanted to, I'm sure they could pull plenty of, you know, street camera videos of you jaywalking if they really wanted to go after you, you know? In reality, I think that for the most part, this surveillance bullshit is just a, you know, safety net in case things really fall apart, or maybe like a vehicle for speculation. It's not actually an effective way of policing people, and it shouldn't be an effective way of deterring people. Yeah, and it is a safety in numbers thing too, you know? 5 people show up at a protest, good luck. 5,000 people show up at a protest, what are they going to do, arrest every one of you? It doesn't matter if the protest is illegal or not, they can't arrest every one of you. Anyway, you mind if a white boy does a bit of a pitch? Right now, PV's doing phone banking in favor of, pushing candidates to not only support Section 230, but also oppose a wide variety of surveillance initiatives. So if you wouldn't mind doing a bit of phone banking for them, listen, they're good. They're good people over there. You know, they gotta get some numbers. They gotta mobilize. We are coming up on the midterms. Right now you've got the midterm primaries, but what happens when you get to the midterm generals, folks? You need people out there, you need people calling, you got a phone bank. Look at there's Ben pitching him himself, you know? You know he cares, he's in here. He buys my allegiance every once in a while. You know how it is. I'm legally obligated to point out that if you support progressive victory in the form of subscribing and getting a membership, you get a shiny card. Not shiny and red like mine. See? Mine's red, which is different. Yours will be blue because blue is the color of progressive victory. Mine is red because I'm special. You know? It's not fair, but life is not fair. If you want life to be fair, then join PV so that you can phone back for candidates that'll make life fair. Join PV and phone bank for them so that you can get candidates elected who will make it illegal for Progressive Victory to give me a preferential red card when you guys have been getting blue cards. I was on their Discord on movie night. They're genuinely good people. Yeah, of course. You know, of course you're going to get good people when you're pre-selecting for the kinds of people who are willing to do something like phone bank, right? You know, a lot of folks, right? They just want to complain on Twitter. Very grumpy disposition. Those people aren't going to get anything done. Wait, are we the goodies? We are the goodies. Hello, Nurse Abba. I don't want to hear it, Masayagu. What I want to hear is that you're a member of Progressive Victory. No, 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 I mean it. Sign up right now. Move to the United States. That's what I want to see. Move to the United States. Mm-hmm. Wish I lived in the U.S. and could help PV. Yeah, well, you know, life's not fair. I can't enter the U.S. I'm banned. I don't believe you. I'm travel banned. Yeah, everyone's travel banned when it comes time to volunteer, huh? Can I get a purple card? No. You'd have to donate a lot to get a purple card, all right? You got to fight for that. We'll send a Milo donor later. Well, that's good. Send a Milo donor to them. All right, all right. I'll be pitching. I'll be making my case. I'll be making my case. We're going to do metal cards for Inner Circle members at some point. What the fuck? Metal cards? Holy shit. The tech. The tech.